Cress, Brother and Sister, D.H. St. Helena, California, January 14, 1909. Dear Brother and Sister Cress, I have received your letter, and thank you for writing the particulars that you sent. I have not felt at liberty to say much for some time, when some of those in responsibility have manifested so little confidence in sanitariums that the Lord has designated should be established in different parts of the field. The Lord has often instructed me that we should avail ourselves of providential opportunities to secure buildings suitable for sanitarium work in favorable locations away from the cities. I have been shown that the city districts of such places as Los Angeles are unsuitable for sanitarium work. This was pointed out very clearly at the time the workers in Los Angeles were planning, a few years ago, to build a large sanitarium in one of the very busiest and noisiest parts of the city. The light given to me at that time was away from the cities. I was shown that if we would watch and search, we should find suitable properties in retired localities. While the Los Angeles brethren were searching for a property that could be utilized to advantage for sanitarium purposes, our brethren in San Diego called attention to some favorable openings for sanitarium work in the vicinity of that place. Among these was the Paradise Valley property, about 6 miles to the southward of San Diego. This property included a large, well-planned building that had originally cost in the neighborhood of $25,000. At first, the entire property was offered us for about $12,000, which, in view of the improvements already made on the place, was much less than its natural value. Water had become scarce in that section of the state, and this is why property values were so low at the time. Finally, as you may remember, we secured this valuable property for less than $5,000, including the buildings. A few weeks later, our brethren in charge, upon digging deep into the earth, came upon a good supply of clear water. This was a source of encouragement to us all. At the time this property was purchased, it would have been well for us had we secured some additional properties with buildings close by. But the unbelief of many led to some hesitation and confusion of sentiment, and opportunities were allowed to pass by unimproved. The Lord was indeed with us in the establishment of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. The enemy has brought about a series of adverse circumstances, and, as a consequence, the running expenses of this institution have been materially increased. But we will not discard a heaven-born enterprise because of such discouragements. Let us, rather, make the best of the situation. The property is now in excellent shape and is well fitted for the work to which it has been dedicated. When we desired the Southern California Conference to take control of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, human devising came in, and terms were made which, I was instructed, we should in no wise accept, even if we should be forced to hire money at high interest to carry on the work. Justice and truth and righteousness forbade that we should agree to the terms laid down. Soon after the Paradise Valley Sanitarium had been secured, the brethren at Los Angeles, after long search, decided to purchase a hotel property at Glendale, 8 miles from the city. This property was offered at a price below its original cost and within the reach of the conference. As everything seemed favorable, it was secured and has since been refitted and opened as the Glendale Sanitarium. Some additions have been made to the old building. When we first saw the Glendale property, so unlike some other properties we had visited in the vicinity of Los Angeles, we believed that this was a place that had been providentially reserved for us, and we have had no reason since for changing our minds. In less than a year after the establishment of the Glendale Sanitarium, the Loma Linda property was purchased. Thus, within a comparatively short period of time, God wrought marvelously in the establishment of 3 sanitariums within the territory of the Southern California Conference. During the first 2 or 3 years after the Paradise Valley Sanitarium was opened for patients, the institution passed through varied and trying experiences. Many who assisted in carrying on the work for a time were unable to remain. Finally, it became necessary to secure a first-class physician and matron to take hold and help to conduct the institution along right lines. Brother and Sister Cummings responded to the call of the Board of Managers and connected with the institution late in 1907. Some months afterward, Dr. Cummings was given opportunity to visit Europe in order to perfect his education in certain lines.
We thanked God when relief came in the help of Dr. Cummings and his wife. With these two workers to give counsel and practical assistance, Dr. Cummings as physician and his wife as matron, success should certainly attend the work of the institution, if the workers unite in following the Lord's instructions. San Diego must be worked. Ministerial help should be given to this district, that the truth may be brought before the people here as soon as possible. Men of wisdom are needed who work in harmony and will use all their capabilities in winning souls to Christ. Much time must not pass before decided efforts are put forth and sufficient help is given to this part of the Lord's vineyard. A great and good work will be accomplished if the human agencies will work in humility of mind and be guided by the Holy Spirit. The difficulties that have arisen in the Southern California field have not been of the Lord's creating, but have been the result, especially in Paradise Valley, of men following human wisdom and leaving the Lord out of their counsel. A course that has revealed the lack of true discernment has been followed, as if this were the mind and will of God. Men came in and confused judgment by their words and actions, and made it very hard for those who still tried to carry out the work appointed. Those who have been founded by earnest prayer and the humility of heart that Christ recognizes as true humility will never cater to any man's mind or will that does not bear the mark of conformity to a thus saith the Lord. When men in responsible positions will receive the higher education, they will lay aside their human ideas for a thus saith the Lord. In the beginning of the year 1909, let us resolve that truth shall be more fully expressed in our lives. Let it be not a mere sentiment with us, but let it find expression in deeds and words that will make the life fragrant with the will of the Divine One. Let time be given to the work of undoing that which has been done in self-confidence. Let the brethren counsel together and seek the Lord in humble, fervent prayer. Let them treat each other with respect, even at such times when they must differ. Let the Spirit of Christ come into your midst, leading those who have been wrong to confess their wrongs and be converted. Let the sincere prayer be offered. Give me help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. We need to cultivate a humble, thankful spirit. Through the psalmist, the Lord declares, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God." Psalm 50, verse 23. I am instructed to say to all who claim to be Christians, guard your words. Let there be less pretense and more confidence in God. Let us learn to praise the Lord much more than we do. Our hearts should overflow with thankfulness for the truth we possess.